Welcome to another community spotlight here on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. Bob Perot with you, and we are also joined by Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health with the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Welcome back, Dr. Lee.
Hi, everyone.
Always pleasure to speak to you. And Davis Amott, if I'm not mistaken, Mental Health and Substance Use Public Health Nurse Coordinator. Hello, how are you? Oh, David Amott. There we go.
That's correct. Hello. Hello, everybody.
Although Davis is a pretty cool name, but, so is David. We'll get right to it now. This week, the health unit is observing International Overdose Awareness Day, which happens every August 31st. Dr. Lee, can you tell us this year's theme?
Yeah, so this is that international theme, and this year it's Together We Can. So it very much reflects what we do locally as well, and the importance of collaboration and working together across, so many different sectors, but also across many different things happening in this field. And that happens locally and also happens internationally as well. So over the past number of years, we have seen in our region, so Leeds and Grenville, as well as Lanark, a rise in overdoses among people who use these unregulated substances, and in working together with many of our partners across the entirety of our communities, does make a difference and helps to change the direction for those numbers.
Now, Dr. Lee, what are the numbers of overdoses in the area so far this year?
Yeah, so I should say as a caveat that the numbers that we track are reported in a number of ways and may or may not be complete. And that's consistent with challenges with reporting these numbers all across the province. And so we're certainly not unique. For so far this year, as of the end of July, the number of confirmed and probable deaths from overdoses and drug poisonings is 4 confirmed deaths and 15 suspected deaths. And that's based on, we do actually have on our website, we have those numbers posted. It's in our drug related overdose and death summary. So you can find that on our website. It also includes information about previous years. So in the past 5 years, we have had fluctuating numbers. Last year, they did actually rise to 18 confirmed deaths and 33 suspected deaths, or I should say 18 confirmed and probable and 33 suspected. And so that is a rise compared to our quote baseline, such as it is, and that is alarming. So our hearts do go out to families and people affected, and we are working ourselves and with partners in the community. We're all committed to continuing this work on the healthiness role in particular is prevention of use of these substances, harm reduction, and education for people who use, for loved ones and family members, as well as for the general public, for the youth, for example, to reduce overdoses and deaths in our communities.
David, who are some of the partners that you work with?
So yes, as we know, public health works with a variety of local partners in a whole of society approach to prevent overdoses. Some of our partners include community health centers, addiction and treatment centers, shelters. We have outreach programs. We work with hospitals, first responders, so we have police, fire services, and paramedics, mental health agencies, food banks, libraries, youth groups, pharmacies, and many more. And we do know that working with our partners to provide local services is so critical in building community and individual capacity.
Dr. Lee, can you describe how harm reduction works versus prevention?
Yeah, so this is an important distinction. So harm reduction, the focus is to minimize risks associated with any given activity without requiring people to stop that activity. So harm reduction really is to say, for people who are using these substances, what are ways that we can reduce the harm of that use? It is focused, that harm reduction is focused on the immediate risk by using a person first approach, taking a non-judgmental stance and recognizing the benefits, harms, and other consequences of using these substances and being realistic in working with people on reducing that risk. There's really good evidence that harm reduction prevents overdoses and deaths. It also increases participation in addiction treatment and is an important part of that spectrum of interventions that are effective in reducing substance uses and harms, including overdoses and other things. And I think that is in contrast with something like prevention, which is to prevent people from using these substances altogether. And it's not to say that any of these approaches are the right approach or the best approach. It's really all of those things, right? Like we need the harm reduction, we need the prevention, we need the treatment, all of those things are necessary in reducing drug use and harms. And also, all of those things, you would use these different tools in different ways and for different people, right? So, depending on what phase people are in, you can't use a single tool and hope that it applies to all the different ways that harm substance use is happening in our communities, just in the same way that you wouldn't use the same tool to, for example, build a building. You use the right tool for the right situation. We can't hear you, Bob.
So, David, what are some of the ways that the health unit staff work with local partners?
So the health units, so we provide naloxone kits and training. We also support with consultation on policy and programs. We help with obtaining harm reduction supplies and providing education for our smart work sites. We do assist with obtaining needle drop boxes in several locations in our area. And we also do have outreach program that we partner with other agencies where our outreach nurse provides different services such as education with clients one-on-one. She also does referrals and helps with other services such as immunizations, dental and tobacco cessation services.
Now, Dr. Lee, is the health unit supporting International Overdose Awareness Day events in the community?
Yeah, so there are two events that I would point out. One is in Kempville. There's a memorial gathering there happening this Thursday, August 29th. And then the other is in Brockville. There's a gathering as well this Friday, August 30th. And it happens to be that the one in Brockville, I will be there and speaking as well.
Okay. David, how can people get more information about harm reduction programs at the health unit?
Yeah, so there's a couple ways. So the first one is to visit our website, healthunit.org, and visit the section Drug Use and Harm Reduction. They can also give us a phone call on our 800 number. So it's 1-800-660-5853, or the people can connect with us through our social media.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you very much for speaking with me today about this very important topic. Very important. Go to the website, take a look, learn a little bit more, especially if you have people that you know that are users, because you can certainly make a huge difference in their lives just by knowing how you can help protect them. And, you know, again, you're looking at sort of prevention and harm reduction rather in this situation, if you have a naloxone kit or something like that. To help them if they do get into that kind of a bad situation. And I guess the other thing is to let them know that you're there to help. Again, really appreciate it, Dr. Lee. We'll talk to you again next week.
Always good to be here.
And David, a pleasure. And we will speak to you again too, sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.